kids that come to our camp, you know, I tell them, I'm like, look, if we're in there to see you, we watch you from the second you get out of your car, the second you get back in your car. You know, we're watching how you treat your parents. We're watching what you do pregame. We're watching what you eat at the concession stand. You know, all those things, they're all important.
No good player has ever said, well, who else is going to be the shortstop? The best players just say, sign who you want. I'm going to beat them, right?
And the other thing for baseball players, if you want to be a great baseball player and play at the highest levels, then be an athlete first.
Hello and welcome to the Coach's Corner podcast, where the coaches hang out with Walter. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Baseball Blue Book. If it has to do with baseball, it has to be in the book. The question for you, are you in the book? Now let's join our host, Walter Beattie.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Coach's Corner. Going to be a little different tonight, and we're going to introduce a college Division III NCAA Division III softball coach, but we're also going to introduce a high school student athlete, 2024 high school graduate from Mississippi. And I would say, based on all kinds of projectable mock drafts and so forth, probably one of, or if not the top high school student athlete in this year's 2024 MLB draft and current LSU baseball commit, Connor Griffin, student athlete, and dad Kevin Griffin, Division III head coach at Belhaven softball. And gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time to join me tonight.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm excited to, you know, talk about, you know, youth baseball, my high school journey, things like that. So let's do it.
You know, so I want to start, and I want to come at this from, you know, Kevin, I want to start with you if we can. You know, father and son, and you're a coach, you're around the sport, you know, both from a softball and a baseball perspective. At what age did you kind of see, oh boy, Connor, this is going to be, he's a different kind of athlete at a young age?
I would say probably about 12 years old. We really hit the travel scene pretty hard. Nothing more than just local and in-state stuff. But you could tell when he was competing against kids his age that he was a little bit different. And I guess a lot of people say at that age you advance faster and then you slow down and people catch up to you. But we just haven't really ever seen that with Connor to that point. So I would say about 12 years old and moving forward, we saw some signs that things could be pretty special for him in terms of baseball ability.
And Connor, at what age did you kind of know, like, oh boy, this baseball thing, not only am I pretty good at it, but I really love it?
I would say about 8 or 9, you know, growing up, starting t-ball, starting young. Seems like I grew up with a bat in my hand, and just love being at the field, loving you know, taking the ground balls, hitting BP, getting putting in the work. So, you know, it was always fun growing up playing. And once I started getting into kid pitch is when, you know, I really fell in love with it, just playing true baseball. And ever since then, it's just kind of taken off, and I've been able to travel to some really cool places, playing against some really great players. And it's really helped my skill set, helped my ability in the game. And, you know, to this day, I'm still trying to work hard, and I'm chasing dreams that I had when I was 8 years old. So it's been a great journey so far, and started young for sure.
You know, I lived in greater New Orleans for about 6 years, and so I know how the fans down there fill the box. You know, been around the SEC baseball. You know, is this something where you were an Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Southern Miss, and but LSU just captured your attention? Or at what age do you remember kind of, oh boy, I'd love to go and play college baseball, whether it was LSU or whatever school you might have dreamed of?
Yeah, so I would say around 12, 13, we were playing baseball tournaments in Oxford, Mississippi. So I grew up going to Ole Miss games. And once I made, you know, once I was able to take my official visits and college started reaching out and I got some offers, you know, traveling to see LSU, other campuses was something that I wanted to do. And you know, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, those are great organizations, great baseball teams. And I knew that, but I also wanted to see what, you know, Louisiana had to offer, Texas, other states as well. And once I did that, I actually went to the LSU-Alabama football game where LSU beat them. And that was just, you know, the fan base there was unreal. And then I got to see some baseball games as well. So, you know, along with Coach Jay Johnson is a great coach and staff. I feel like he would do a great job of helping me develop into the player that I am, or the player that I want to be. And that's really why I decided to go with LSU. And, you know, that fan base is definitely a bonus, just because every game they're going to be packing that place out. And I love to play in front of big crowds, and, you know, going to LSU, there's not going to be a game where there's not one. So that definitely played a big factor into, you know, my decision to go to LSU.
Well, I don't know if you know Chris Gilliott yet, but he's the Go Tigers. He's the ringleader there. And, I mean, you could go there in February. You go for a practice, and, you know, they're 5,000 strong watching baseball practice. So they take their baseball pretty seriously at the box. At what age did you kind of understand travel baseball? Maybe, Kevin, what age did you introduce Connor to travel baseball? Was it more of a local type of travel, or was it, you know, right out of the gate you were doing some significant traveling?
Yeah, I'd say about 8 years old, we didn't really travel out of state too much. We had a really good team. And, you know, just like a lot of travel baseball organizations or teams, sometimes parents can get in the way of the fun of the kid. And we were only practicing once a week, and we had a lot of people on that team that wanted to practice two and three times a week. And I said, we're not doing that at 8 years old. We're going to let these boys be kids and do other things. And so that team blew up. It was probably the best, if you can say it, the best eight-year-old team I've ever seen in this state. But a good thing was messed up, because they wanted to start specializing and do things two or three times a week and not let them be kids. So we started traveling, I would say, probably at the 11 or 12 year old mark, where we would go to smaller tournaments, but out of state, not doing these week long things like you have to do today at the older age groups. But yeah, I mean, we took our time with it and just eased into it a little bit about 12, 13 years old.
You know, and Connor, can you kind of tell me some of your interests, you know, when you were 8, 12, 13, even today? I don't even know if you're all baseball all the time or if there are other sports or other interests, but kind of share what your childhood was like with regard to, you know, your other sports or hobbies.
Yeah. So growing up, I've always played multiple sports. So I feel like that's helped me become the athlete that I am today. So just as long as I've been playing baseball, I've been playing basketball. And, you know, I grew up with a basketball goal outside, and I love to get out there and play my brothers and some one-on-one, and even get my dad out there sometimes. And then I also played football through middle school. So I did it all. And, you know, like I said earlier, I really think that helped me become the athlete that I am today. And it's not always baseball. I know there's a lot of hard work to put into the game, but especially during the off season, you got to put the ball down for a little bit, get your mind on some other things. And, you know, I like to go fishing, get in a little boat, go out and catch some bass. That's what I love to do. And, I'll pick up the golf clubs here and there as well. But growing up, loved to be outdoors, loved to be exploring, doing different things like that. So just, you know, playing wiffle ball. It's all that type of stuff, you know, growing up as a kid. And but yeah, I really think that's sometimes it helps you get away from the game. And I think that's a really good thing, especially during the off season.
You know, one of the things, you know, I've followed your dad on social media for a while. And so, you know, over the last few years, I've kind of seen, you know, Connor Griffin, and you kind of get this, okay, this guy's pretty good. And then you see some video and, you know, but really, honest to goodness, last summer you put on a show. And so at that point, you go from, you know, good high school, elite high school athlete to this, wow, this guy's going to be an extremely high major league draft pick. Now, I have, you know, maybe it was 2010, you know, a long time ago when I went through that summer of your rising senior fall, and you have the All-American Games and you have the USA Baseball and a lot of those things that are really, really super special. How significant was your summer over the last couple of years with regard to you becoming aware of your stature within the game as a high school athlete?
Yeah, I think that, you know, kind of started as I was 13. I think that was the first, they called it the Perfect Game Select Fest. I got invited to that, and just being around some of those top guys, it kind of helped my confidence and helped me believe in myself that, hey, I am one of the top guys in the country. And then ever since then, you know, just putting in a lot of hard work and sacrificing a lot of things to, you know, play this game and to get where I'm at. But I would say over the summer, I played in a lot of great events, played against a lot of great players. But, you know, this summer was really special. Got to go play at a lot of places that, you know, a lot of guys wish they would, you know, could have been at. You know, for example, the PDP League, that's where I started off. That was a great event, great USA event, and that kind of helped me make the trials. They chose, I think it was like 40 guys from that to make the trials, and being selected as one of those guys was, you know, a great opportunity. I got to go to Seattle, Washington, and play in the MLB High School All-American Game, and I also got to sit in at the draft and see how that process works, and also got to see like the MLB Home Run Derby. So a lot of great experiences. And then, you know, to cap off the summer with the Team USA stuff and getting to go travel to Taiwan, you know, it just really wrapped it up, and had a great time, had a great showing in another country. And that was, you know, just a super cool experience getting to play against other guys. And you also got like the Perfect Game, All-American Game. That was, you know, unbelievable experience. They hook us up with a lot of great gear and stuff like that. So that was really cool. And, you know, just it kind of shows like you put in the hard work, it'll pay off. And it definitely did this summer. And just, you know, I'm looking forward to the future, but trying to just enjoy, you know, that was my last summer doing travel ball stuff. And it's sad to think about, but, you know, I'm excited for what's to come. And, you know, senior season's here now, so I'm ready to get after it and just trying to enjoy it as much as I can.
Well, great segue. I was about to go right to Dad and you know, recognizing that's kind of the final amateur frontier is with regard to summer baseball, because then it becomes a business either way, whether we're talking LSU or a potential major league organization. What was last summer like for you as a family, Kevin, with regard to obviously Team USA? Very emotional. You hear the Star Spangled Banner, you see your son, and you see him in the USA across his chest. Kind of talk a little bit about last summer from the perspective of the little boy he's on the cusp of being a man with regard to the sport. What was that like as parents?
It was awesome to see and to be able to go through that journey from the beginning of the summer to kind of start everything. You know, as a baseball player, you're going to go through some good times and you're going to go through some struggles. I think every athlete is that way. And if you play the game long enough, you're going to go through some struggles. So we were able to see him go through a few struggles early on. And then as the summer got going, he really picked up steam and ended it on a high note. And to be able to go to Taiwan, I was able to go experience that trip with him. And to see him standing down on that field with USA across the chest, I mean, that's one of the most incredible things that I think as a parent you could ever see your son do, to represent his country and stand out there with some great players and the coaching staff with Coach Butch Chafin. And then you had Michael Kadire and LaTroy Hawkins and guys like that were Jason Maxwell. Those guys leading that team are some of the best dudes that you can be around in baseball. So as a parent, to be able to sit back and watch that, it's just kind of seeing everything come full circle from when he was a little kid, like you said, to now mature, making decisions on his own, and very proud of him for the person that he is and not just the baseball player that he is.
Well, I followed from afar, and I was very envious of you last summer and all of your social media content. I was following very closely as far as well as watching the games. You know, Connor, I really want to take this opportunity for you to kind of share some wisdom, if you could, with regard to the younger student athletes. They obviously know your name. They follow you on social media. They'll follow you through your high school season and obviously through the draft. Talk a little bit about your work habits, you know, things that you work on, whether it's strength, nutrition, or whether it's skill set development. You know, take us through a typical day, as a training for your, not only your high school season, but your skill set for the next level.
Yeah. I would start off saying the most important thing is taking care of your body. I'm big on recovery. So, you know, whether after you play a game or hit a hard workout, anything like that, making sure that, you know, your body feels right. And some things I use the Normatec leg compression boots. Yep. And I use a Mark Pro a lot. So just doing things like that helps, my body stay feeling good. And when it comes to like nutrients, things like that, I'm taking protein shakes every day. I'm on a good protein powder and with some fruit in it. And I'm very lucky to also have a mom who, you know, cooks home cooked meals for me. And I'm very thankful for that. So she always keeps me fed and feeding me the right things. So it's great to have that. But no, when I'm in the weight room, you know, I'm just training to be an athlete. That's my goal. And I'm not trying to lift as much weight as I can. I'm just trying to do things explosive, work on agility, things like that. So I'm putting in, you know, 3 to 4 times a week, especially in the off season. Now since season started, it's probably going to be, you know, two good lifts a week and a lot of stretching, just, you know, to keep my body feeling good throughout the season. But you know, to be a great player, you gotta sacrifice a lot of things. And any high school player could go through this. There's gonna be a lot of distractions in high school, and you gotta have a dream, and you gotta, you know, throw those things aside to you know, put work in for that dream. And I've had to go through that a lot, and you know, it's definitely hard, but you know, I'm set on a goal, and you know, I'm not the best baseball player in the world right now, so that's my goal. And I'm gonna work super hard, and you know, later in life, if I want to enjoy some stuff like that, I may. But until I reach my goals, I'm laser focused, and especially as the season's coming up, I'm super excited. You know, I try to have a lot of fun on the field, bring a lot of energy. So anytime you come to a game, you're gonna see me always hyped up and ready to play, because that's just who I am. And you know, I'm just trying to make a positive impact on the world, and that's just, you know, a big goal of mine through the game of baseball.
Well, a lot of people don't know this, or at least probably the vast majority, but you know, they know about your abilities as an infielder and as a hitter, and your elite foot speed for your size and your position that you play. But oh, by the way, young Mr. Connor is 95-97 off the bump, so we are starting to see glimpses of a Shohei Ohtani or a Hunter Green. Are you excited about the possibility of, you know, scouts come to see you, they're gonna, you know, go from radar gun behind the backstop to, you know, stopwatches when you're at the plate? Is that something that you have always done your whole career, has kind of been a great two-way guy, or did this just start to develop when your arm strength came on?
Well, when I was, you know, 10 getting into kid pitch, I was probably the worst pitcher on the team. You know, they would put me in when we were up big just to, you know, save our good guys for the next game. But, you know, as I got older, started getting taller and, you know, putting on some muscle, I really saw a lot of velo jumps throughout the years. And once I knew I had the velo behind me, it was all about, you know, learning how to pitch and having a great pitching coach at Jackson Prep, Jay Powell, who pitched in the big leagues for a lot of years and, you know, won a MVP in the World Series. So he's working with me every day. He's been with me for 3 years. So it's been great to have him. And once I started learning how to locate and throw some off speed, it really all just came together. And I've worked really hard at that, and you know, I'm gonna get on the mound for my team and try to go get a win this high school season. And you know, that our goal is to win a state championship, and so I'm gonna do everything I can to help the team out. And getting on the mound is one of them. And you know, in the future, if I go to LSU and want to try to be a two-way, Coach Jay, he's fully open for me to do that. And it's going to take a lot of work and extra work for sure. But, you know, I'm all for that. And, you know, even in the pros, if I want to take on that workload, I feel like I can do it. I know it's super hard, but, you know, I feel like I'm the type of player that, you know, could take that workload and try to do some great things out of being able to pitch and hit at the same time.
I'm sure Coach Jay just wants to get you into Baton Rouge any way he can, whether it's on the bump, at the plate, out at short, whatever it takes, you're going to be his guy. Now, I really want to go back a little bit because, Kevin, I am a big proponent of having life mentors in my son's life. I'm sure you feel the same way, because when you get to start taking on some helium, everybody wants a piece of Connor Griffin. You know, you get them coming from all over. Everybody has an opinion. You got to make sure you're making good decisions. What is that like as parents to make sure that those people, I mean, obviously you've had some dudes between Cuddy and Coach Chafin and Max and Jay Powell. I mean, are you selective about those types of people that you put into your children's lives as a whole?
Absolutely. I think it's very important. We talk in our family a lot about keeping a small circle. Amen. And we want just few people in that circle, people that we can trust. And that doesn't mean that we don't have friends outside of it. Just we don't have people in that circle that we wouldn't ask for advice about what we need to do in this baseball situation with Connor, both in the game and in life, as he starts to look at things that he'll have to do outside of the game of baseball as he moves out of our house and across the country, potentially when and if he gets the opportunity to play professional baseball or if he's down in Baton Rouge. So we keep a small circle, and I think that's important. And we put people in there just like family members. The agency that we're with XL, Joey Devine, they have a strength guy, Kyle Bergman, who was with the Detroit Tigers for 8 or 9 years as their big league hitting coach. So he's worked a lot with Connor, and he's obviously in our circle because he can help Connor get better in that regard. He understands the game of baseball. And then, you know, you want to put people in your circle to help spiritually, and Connor's big in his faith, as is our whole family. So, you know, I just think it's important to put people in there that you can trust and you can lean on, and not just about baseball, but about life. And yeah, so that's kind of the approach that we take here. And it's been one that's worked out very well for our family since this whole recruiting process and scout process started about 2 years ago.
You know, Connor, a lot of young student athletes are going to hang on every word that you share, not only here today, but going forward, you know, whether you're at the box or the SEC or a major league organization. And, you know, it's a great platform to have with regard to your faith, being able to expose younger student athletes and families to your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions. What advice would you give to the younger student athletes in today's world of the rankings and the travel at 8 years old and everybody chasing the proverbial recruiting rabbit? What kind of advice would you give to a younger student athlete that's looking to follow in your footsteps?
You know, first I would say to have a great relationship with God. You know, I give all the glory to Him through everything, all my accomplishments in everyday life, you know. I feel like that's very important. And when it comes to, you know, the rankings, things like that, that's cool to see your hard work pay off. But you can't get too caught up in that because, you know, it changes all the time. And there's a lot of guys who, you know, below you are trying to, you know, take your spot. And if you don't continue to work hard and sacrifice things and, you know, do all that, there's going to be people that, you know, pass you, and you got to stay on top. And that's got to be your mindset, is to, you know, never take your foot off the gas. And I think that's very important. And then when it comes to, you know, when you're trying to find a college, I would say take your time with it. I made sure to go on my 5 official visits, and, you know, having my dad as a college coach, he really was a big influence for that, for me to take my time on that. But just because, you know, there's a lot of no offense to anybody who's committed early, but a lot of guys commit early in eighth grade. And, you know, I just wanted to take a different route and make sure I can, you know, meet all the coaches in person and step on campus and see what it's like, you know. And like we talked about earlier, I was growing up as an Ole Miss fan, and you know, I experienced LSU, and it kind of just changed how I thought about things. And you know, I felt like I would be a better fit at LSU with Jay Johnson, and you know, I feel like I'm great with that. That's where my heart's set on, and you know, I'll always pull for the Tigers, no matter. Even if I do get drafted, I'll always be a Tigers fan now, just because of, you know, the relationship we've built throughout the years. And so, yeah, I would just say take your time with that, and you know, always never take your foot off the gas, and you know, continue to work hard and give it all you got, just because you never know what will happen. Many opportunities could come about when you don't even know. So we'll, you know, I'm still going by that mindset every day, just because I got the same goals as a lot of people.
Well, I think it's great, and there's a lot of continuity. Tyler and myself, and you and Dad, and Kevin, I want to touch on that a little bit. As an NCAA Division III, I was a baseball coach, you're a softball coach. Talk about the commitment that you have to make as a coach with regard to, you're going to have to miss a few of the games, and you know, it's definitely a tug of the heartstrings, particularly this year, you know, with regard to the draft year. But talk a little bit about your recruiting and how this affects your time commitments as a college coach.
Yeah, fortunately, I work for a place that believes in family first. And if I ever have to skip out of practice a little bit early, I've got a great coaching staff at Belhaven that is more than capable of handling things if I'm not there. But I might have to miss a practice or leave a practice early. I've never missed a game to go to one of Connor's events, but I have had to leave practices a little bit early. And that's just something that Belhaven allows me to do. They know that I love my kids, and I don't want to miss everything that they do in their athletic careers or in their lives. So my players understand, and they're great with it. When we're on the road, I've got Connor's live streams pulled up on the team bus. And if I didn't, they would be begging, my players would be begging me to put it on. So they're big fans of his as well. And they just really support what he's trying to do. And they know that I miss a lot. So, and in recruiting, that's one question I get asked a lot by recruits. How long are you going to be at Belhaven? I know you want to go watch your kid play if he goes to college. And you know, my response to that is the only thing guaranteed right now is Connor's high school season and LSU. And beyond that, we'll take it in stride when it happens. And that's just the way we approach it. And, you know, one day coaching's going to be not in the cards for me, and I'll have to make that decision. But right now I'm perfectly happy where I'm at, and it's been the best of both worlds for sure.
Well, I want to say thank you to both, and I can definitively tell you, Connor, it has been clear to me since the very first interactions I've had with your dad, even how brief they might have been via social media. You're an outstanding young man, and oh, by the way, you're a heck of a student athlete, and I wish you both, and I know you are going to do this, but truly, enjoy your journey, because the destination is going to come and go, you know, that whole day and draft and whether you do sign or not sign, that's going to happen. But enjoy your journey, because it's truly a once in a lifetime point in your life. And I'm so happy for the both of you, as well as your entire family. But I genuinely want to say thank you. I was glad we were able to do this prior to the start of your, you know, being deeply involved in your high school season. I look forward to following you not only this spring, but far beyond, and hopefully seeing you either A, at the box, or B, at a major league ball club, maybe even facing Tyler one day in the box. Mm-hmm. That would be a hoot if that ever happened. But guys, best of luck this year. Connor, best of luck with everything with regard to the draft, and thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I hope a lot of people could you know, use my advice and use it to their journeys. And I just want everybody to know that it's all about having fun, and you know, that's what I try to do every day. So if they can take anything from it, I would say have fun and give all the glory to God. So I appreciate you for having me on.
Amen on that. And I will tell you that I'll have, you know, both Coach Kevin as well as Connor's social media interaction. If you want to follow them, that great, and kind of follow the interaction with regard to the draft and college and so forth. But I can truly tell you, if you're a parent and you're watching, or a student athlete and you're spending some time listening, this is the pinnacle. This is the highest of the high for a high school student athlete. And so if you look at the way, not only does Connor interact and handle this, but the relationship with the parents and the family as a whole, it really truly shows you the very, very grounded young man that has evolved into the man that he's has become. But it's a part of who he is. Baseball is simply a part of who he is. It's not his existence. And I love being able to share this side of a student athlete with all of those that have had the opportunity to watch. We're going to continue these types of segments throughout the season, where we'll hear from student athletes at the high school and college and professional level, and so that you can gain a proper perspective. I want to say thank you for joining us. Go ahead and follow us. Make sure you're subscribing so that you get all of the up-to-date content. Thank you. And next week, we will have Georgetown University head coach Edwin Thompson. We look forward to dealing and speaking with Coach Thompson. Thank you very much.